When we talk about gravity, it's usually like an absolute.
Yeah, it pulls everything down, no exceptions.
Right. But what if a local region could just, engineer its own economic gravity? Welcome to this deep dive.
It's a really fascinating concept to look at today.
It really is. Today we're digging into a stack of sources, regional employment reports, trade data, and specifically the Western Cape strategic plan for 2025 to 2030.
And our mission here is wild. We are figuring out how this regional government plans to pull off a 5% annual growth rate by 2035.
5%, while the national environment is, barely sputtering along.
Yeah, it's a bold target. I mean, South Africa's national growth projection is sitting at just 1.5%.
Wow, so that is a huge gap.
It really is. The region is essentially trying to defy macroeconomic gravity, like you said, and build local resilience against some pretty heavy global trends.
Okay, let's unpack this because shooting for a 5% growth rate when the rest of the country is at 1.5% feels a bit like trying to sprint on a treadmill that's actively slowing down.
That is a great way to put it.
Right. How does a single province outpace its own country so aggressively?
What's fascinating here is that they are completely redefining their role. Like, instead of playing the traditional developmental state, the one that tries to micromanage every single project.
Right, the usual government approach.
Exactly. This strategic plan actually banks on the open market. The government sees itself strictly as an enabler.
Wait, so they aren't trying to create the jobs themselves?
No, not at all. They're just trying to remove the friction so the private sector can actually do the heavy lifting.
I mean, that sounds great in a press release, but stepping back and hoping the market magically fixes unemployment is risky. Are they actually doing anything differently to remove that friction?
They are. Look at the data from the finance sector. It grew by over 15.2 billion rand between 2019 and 2023.
Wait, 15.2 billion? Just the finance sector?
Just finance.
Yeah.
And they achieved that not by subsidizing it, but by, cutting regulatory red tape and actively courting foreign investment.
That's a massive difference.
It is. And the region already has the lowest unemployment rate in the country at 22.1%.
Well, the national average is what, almost 33%?
Nearly 33%, yeah. So setting the stage actually works when you let the market run.
But here's where it gets really interesting. Those finance jobs rely on keeping the servers running, which brings us to a glaring physical
No
roadblock.
power grid.
Exactly. We are talking about South Africa, where load shedding these rolling power outages is a harsh reality. That cost the province 350,000 jobs in 2021 alone.
Yeah, up to 61.2 billion rand lost, too. Construction and trade actually shrank because of it.
Which is brutal. So if the basic grid is failing, isn't focusing on advanced tech and high-level finance a bit like buying a massive sound system for a car with no engine?
That's a totally fair point. But fixing that grid is actually central to their entire economic philosophy. This isn't just about keeping the lights on.
Okay, what is it about then?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, resource resilience, so specifically transitioning to green energy and securing water, is pure economics.
Because they have to keep production moving.
Yes, they are explicitly shielding their industries from grid failures.
Oh.
But more importantly, going net zero protects the region's exports.
Oh, meaning they are preemptively dodging global carbon taxes.
That is the exact mechanism, yeah.
Wow, that's smart.
If they rely on a dirty, failing national grid, the global market penalizes their exports with heavy tariffs. Making local infrastructure resilient is a literal survival mechanism for international trade.
Protecting existing trade makes a lot of sense, but that really just stops the bleeding. To hit a massive 5% growth target, you have to invent new revenue streams.
You do.
So where is that new money actually coming from?
Tourism is a major engine here. Their 2023 international arrivals actually beat pre-pandemic levels.
That's impressive.
It is. And interestingly, that boon is directly tied to those micro-resilience strategies we just talked about. Tourists don't want to visit a city with a collapsing power grid.
No, obviously nobody wants to vacation in the dark.
Right. Combine that appeal with a highly educated local workforce. About 17.6% have post-school education, and you have fertile ground for new businesses.
And how is the government supporting those new businesses?
To support them, the government is using what they call a business growth life cycle approach.
So what does this all mean? It sounds like, treating businesses almost the way a venture capitalist would.
How so?
Well, You don't just hand out generic tax breaks to everyone. It's relatable, like treating businesses like human beings moving from infancy to maturity.
That's a great analogy.
Like a two-person tech startup needs seed funding and a regulatory sandbox to test ideas, whereas a massive legacy manufacturer needs export logistics and dedicated port stability.
Exactly. And this raises an important question. How do they actually know who needs what?
Data.
Spot on. The mechanism they use is data-led decision-making. They map out exactly where a business sits in its life cycle.
Okay, so highly tailored interventions.
Yes. If the data shows early-stage startups are dying because of licensing delays, they digitize the licensing process. If mature companies are stalling because of port delays, they focus their political capital on logistics.
Which prevents them from wasting resources on a one-size-fits-all band-aid? That makes perfect sense.
It really does. It's incredibly targeted.
So, synthesizing the stack of research today, the region's entire blueprint really hinges on private sector enablement.
Definitely.
Protecting the local grid to keep exports immune from global carbon taxes, and using data to give businesses targeted life cycle specific support.
It is just a fascinating experiment in thriving despite the surrounding environment.
It really is. Which leaves you with a final thought to ponder today.
Yeah, something for everyone to mull over.
If a local government can plot a course for massive growth by focusing heavily on micro-resilience and local enablement, despite a stuttering national environment, how much of your own professional success depends on the global economic weather versus the immediate local environment you build around yourself?
It really makes you wonder.
Can you engineer your own gravity?